Welcome to this episode of PageCast at Kingsmead, brought to you by Jonathan Ball Publishers. I am Mariam Adams, and I have the pleasure of being joined at the Book Fair studio by the remarkable Ryan Blumenthal. Ryan Blumenthal is a forensic pathologist with more than 20 years' experience in the field, and he is based in South Africa. His book, Autopsy, Life in the Trenches with the Forensic Pathologist in Africa, which was published by Jonathan Ball Publishers in August 2020, became a non-fiction bestseller in South Africa. His 8-part documentary, Lightning Pathologist, was aired from the 9th to the 20th of November 2020 on People's Weather Channel 180. It was viewed by over 2 million people. Ryan is at this year's festival chatting about his latest book, Risking Life for Death. This account highlights Locard's exchange principle and the dangers forensic pathologists are exposed to daily. Welcome, Ryan.
An honor to be here. Thank you.
So I'm going to start the conversation by putting you on the spot, in the spotlight. Tell me, what is the last book you read and what will you be reading next?
Sure. Well, I'm currently reading Ken Follett's Never, because I'm a huge Ken Follett fan. His first book, I think, sold 29 million copies. And yeah, I'm quite enjoying it. And I've got a huge stack next to my bed of books, books from 1920 to modern times on all various topics. You know, I don't like to limit myself. So I've got books in many genres. So, and I am an avid reader. Like, in fact, I fear that one night my book pile will fall down and crush me.
Well, Ryan, I hope that that does not happen. And it's interesting that you say you read in so many different genres, giving your day job. Do you find reading to be an escape or solace?
So I need to contextualize this. Firstly, I have books everywhere in my house. Like, next to my bed, next to my toilet, in my dining room, in my office. I wake up at 3:30 a.m. every morning. That's my time to read. So I usually start work at 6:30 a.m. So I read in the early mornings, and when I read at lunchtime, and I read snippets when I go to the toilet and when I get home at night. It's very difficult also with social media. You know, we're so exposed to so much information and data. So it takes a lot of concentration and focus.
To sit down with a good book. You are at this year's festival chatting about your latest book, Risking Life or Death. Tell us a little bit about it and why this came after your bestseller.
Well, firstly, I'm in my element here. I'm amongst other authors, so it's such an honor to be here. Thank you for having me. And this book, yeah, it's a totally different species of book to my previous book. The first book was written in generalist mode. This is written in specialist mode. There's much more detail. It's a deep dive. I'm very proud of the epilogue of my new book. In fact, and I'll say this with all humility, it's the best thing I've ever written, just the last chapter. So even if you don't read the whole book, just please read the last chapter and give it to your people to read. It's really profound. I even read my own chapter.
Are you going to give us a sense of what it's about?
The last chapter is mind-blowing. It's because my book is not about death. It's about life. And as I said in my session, I don't want people to focus on death. I want them to focus on life. I want people to be maximally curious, maximally truth-seeking, and very objective. And I even subtly take down Elon Musk in my book. I say, why go to Mars when you can spend time on Earth? Spend your money and time on Earth, doing earthly, solving earthly problems.
The panel that you were on this year, When the Dead Speak, Sunday Times Books online editor Mila de Villiers spoke to forensic experts Ryan Blumenthal and Estelle van Staden about what it is like to see dead people. And tell me, Ryan, what is it like?
Well, the panel discussion was amazing. I was really happy with Mila's questions, and Estelle and myself got on famously. I mean, I think we feed off each other. I've got a lot of respect and time for her. And I think it was a great session, actually. To answer your question, as I said, I wouldn't last 5 minutes in the Marines, but a Marine wouldn't last 5 minutes where I work. So we want the best kind of people for this job. We're systemically desensitized to death and dying, and that's and why we do this is a deep, deep calling. So this is what keeps us going, and it's why we do what we do.
I've heard you speak before, and you've mentioned that it's really few and far between, are there, forensic pathologists in South Africa? It's a very under-resourced department in our sector. Can you talk to that a little bit?
So to give the listener some context, there are 61 million people in South Africa, and 1% of the population die every year. So we will lose about 600,000 people due to natural causes in South Africa every year, and we lose about 80,000 people due to unnatural causes. Unnatural deaths is what we specialize in. These deaths require a medical-legal autopsy. There are only 50 forensic pathologists on the Health Profession Council of South Africa board. These are board-certified forensic pathologists. There's only 50 for a population of 61 million. We need minimum 150 just to play the game, and 330 would be ideal. So we need about 6 forensic pathologists per million population for South Africa. That would be ideal. And currently there's only 50 of us, and there's some registrars and medical officers, but we are all overworked. In America, they do about 250 autopsies per forensic pathologist per year. Here, we're doing anywhere between 450 to 650 autopsies per person per year. So we're working quite hard, takes its toll. And that's why I went into writing books and not modeling. I think doing modeling wouldn't have food on the table, especially runway.
Oh, Ryan. You're also a magician and a comedian, so really a versatile human being. What is next on the agenda for you?
There's quite a few projects in the works. I am writing a third book. I will just say that I'm most proud about this third book because it's about making sense of a crazy world from the autopsy table. That's all I'll say. I can't say anything more about it than that. But as you know, it's crazy times. And someone has to stand up and give their views. And I think no one has a better viewpoint than a forensic pathologist. So I've got a lot to say in this realm.
A perspective unlike anyone else.
So there's that. And then I'm very busy with my YouTube channel, at African Forensic Pathologist. And also there's possibly something else brewing in the limelight with regards to TV and film, which I can't say too much about now.
But you've piqued our interest. Thank you so much for joining us, Ryan. And to the listeners, go out and purchase all of Ryan's thrilling accounts at all good bookstores and online. Thank you.